We're still in Siman Tofres Tzadi, the halachas of laying the Megillah. We are up to Sif Tesvav, and we'll be doing Tesvav through Yud Zayin. Sarech Lomer Aseres B'nei Haman Va'aseres HaKol B'Nashim Achas. You're supposed to say the 10 sons of Haman as well as the word Aseres that follows in one breath, without breathing in between. Lohodiyah Shekulam Nergu V'Nitlu Ke'echad, to let people know that they were all killed and then hung up at the same time. They were not hung up. They were not killed by hanging. They were killed by Chorev, it says, but they were hung up. So they were killed at the same time, and they were hung up right together as a group. Hagah v'dafka l'chatchila, says the Ramah only l'chatchila, aval b'diyeved im hifsik b'neim yotza. B'diyeved, even if you're mafsik or yotza, although it's brought down in the Gemara, it's only a l'chatchila and not a b'diyeved. U'l'chatchila no'gim lober b'neshim ha'achas mitchilis chamesh me'os ish v'es parshan nosa ad aseres. The minig Ashkenaz is to begin with the words Chamesh Meos Ish. The reason being, Mr. Brewer brings down that the Aseres B'nei Haman were, they were Sari Chamishim. So if there were 10 of them, that gives you Chamesh Meos Ish that were under them. So the minig is to start from Chamesh Meos Ish. For somebody who doesn't think he can really make it through the whole thing, if he starts from Chamesh Meos Ish, he's not going to be able to make it to the end. He's better off starting from Veis Pashan Dasa, and having the Chamesh Meos Ish before he takes a breath, because from Parshan Dasa until Aseres is Ikar Adin, it's mentioned in the Gemara, whereas Chamesh Meos Ish is only a Minag. So don't try to catch in the Minag at the expense of the Ikar Adin. Further, Tezayin, Sarach Shiomer, everyone's got to say, Or Haman, Baruch Mardechai, Arur Zeresh, Brucha Esther, Arurim Kol Arshon, Bruchim Kol Tzadikim, V'tzarech Sheyomer, V'gam Charvona, Zohar Latov, and this we are Mekayim when we say Shoshanas Yaakov. Sif Yud Zayin. Minag Kol Yisrael, Shakore Kore Uposhit Ki Igeres, Laharos Hanes, that when you lane, you don't roll the Megillah that we do the way we do with all other Kisvei HaKodesh, but instead, what you do is you fold it, daf al daf. We fold one page on the next, in order to show the nes. This is for the simcha of the nes. Ukshiyigmar chozav akar chakula umavarech. And at the end, you first roll it up, and then you make a brach. In other words, it's something of a bizoyan to leave a megillah all folded up. While you're laning from it, that's the way you got to lane. But as soon as you're done, you have to roll it up even before you make the bracha. In fact, if you started the bracha and said Baruch Atah, the Mishnah Berurah says stop, roll it up, and then say the bracha. Whereas if you already said the shame, then you'll have to complete the bracha the way it is. But when you make the bracha Rishona, that should be after you've already folded it up. The Mishnah Berurah says that you should be very careful when the Megillah is folded up, that as you change Urias, as you change the Amud, it should not be hanging on the floor or even hanging over the Bima. It's supposed to be sitting flat on the Bima and not hanging. That is a bizoyan. And then you roll it up and then you make the bracha afterwards. Further, Hagah, V'yesh akasu shenogim lo medalat psukim shegu'ula b'kol ram. The minag Ashkenaz is to say four psukim of Geula out loud, the Hainu ish Yehudi, Mardechai Yotzal, Laihudim Hoysa Ora, Vesimcha Vesosan Vikar, and Ki Mardechai Yehudi, Vechein Nogim Imdinis Elu. That is our minag, so that it should all be said, and the Ramah then says, Vachaz Mechoz of Vakora, also, which he's already taught us, Lechatchili, you should hear everything from the Balkori, who was laning from a Megillah Kshera. Oud Kosvu, Shinogo Atinokus, Lotsu Tsuras Homan al Eitzim Vavonim. There was a minig that the kids would draw a picture of Haman on stones or on wood, olichtav shem Haman aleim, or to write his name, ulahakosim zalzen, and to bang them on one another, kedeshi mochas shmo, so that it should be erased. In other words, the way it all began was kids would write Haman's name on two sticks and then bang them against each other until they were erased. Al derech mocho imche zecher amalek v'shem risham yirakev. That then turned into a minig where they didn't bother writing Haman's name anywhere, and they just banged to make noise. This is where the minig came from, that when you lay in the Megillah in Shul, they bang for Haman. You don't make fun of a minag. Every minag has its reason. There's a reason why they were koveya that minag. The Mishnah Berurah brings that the Chacham Tzvi used to bang every time they leaned Haman. Now, the Baal Kori has to be careful to wait and not lane as they're banging Haman, because people are going to miss words. And if you did miss a word, then at least read from a Chumash what you missed. As long as it's not an Inyan Sholem Rov of the Megillah or the first or last Pasuk, the halacha is you're going to be Yotze, even if you fill those words in from a Chumash, like any halacha of Karal Peh. So be careful not to miss anything while they're banging Haman, and the Baal Kori should pick up from where they started banging so that no one should have to miss any words.